Murder on the Yellow Brick Road by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Dedication to Martin Maloney. It was some time before the cowardly lion awakened, for he had lain among the poppies a long while, breathing in their deadly fragrance. But when he did open his eyes and rolled off the truck, he was very glad to find himself still alive. L. Frank Baum, The Wizard of Oz. Chapter 1. Someone had murdered a munchkin. The little man was lying on his back in the middle of the yellow brick road, with his startled wide eyes looking into the overhead lights of an MGM soundstage. He wore a kind of comic soldier's uniform, with a yellow coat and puffy sleeves, and a big fez-like blue and yellow hat with a feather on top. His yellow hair and beard were the phony straw color of Hollywood. He might have looked kind of cute in a Tinseltown way if it hadn't been for the knife sticking out of his chest. The knife was a brown-handled kitchen thing. Only the handle was visible. As I stepped forward, I could see that the blood made a dark red trail down the far side of the body. The blood flowed into the cracks of the yellow brick road. Up close, I could see that the yellow paint was flecking off the bricks. I looked up the road. It didn't lead to Oz, but to a blank gray wall. Then I looked at the body and the gray wall again, and wondered what I was doing here. It was Friday, November 1st, 1940. It's easy to remember, because the previous night, after 11, I had felt the tremor of a mild earthquake. Some Californians mark their lives by the earthquakes and tremors they experience. I just remember them and wonder how long I'll live lucky. At the moment, I didn't feel lucky. I felt stupid. An hour earlier, I had been talking to someone.